definitely means I have to say no. Again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. See you at the next meeting, yes. Okay. Yep. Bye. Oh.
Attention, CTA passengers. The inbound blue line is delayed due to track interference. We apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you for riding CTA.
No, thank you, faceless automaton.
Sorry for yelling in your ear there.
No, I needed the laugh.
Okay. Yes, I'm happy my deep frustration with the system could make someone smile.
Deep frustration with the public transportation system? You must really love your job if being late is such a philosophical crisis.
Yeah, it's my first day, actually. Just, you know, amped up to get started. Want to make a strong first impression. And you? Not a job lover?
Oh, I am. I'm a nurse, actually. I work in the ER. The rest of my life, that's the deeply frustrating part.
Whoa, hold on. So, being an ER nurse is a relaxing part of your life. Is your boyfriend that much of a handful? Or girlfriend? Or, you know, whoever. Whomever?
Yeah, I don't know the difference between who and whom either. And I don't trust those that do. And I believe SO, or partner, is the preferred nomenclature. But that doesn't matter. At least not for me, because I don't have one.
What?
Which is part of the frustration.
Yeah.
Doctors and nurses are too busy, you know. And the men I meet in my hobby tend to be a little overbearing.
Hobby?
Macrame. And I bet you're into robotics or something.
What? Yes. Who told you?
Well, you said automaton before, so I just figured you were either into robotics or a radical Marxist.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's robotics. I can't take any more lectures about capital and labor that end with me paying for dinner.
Well, actually, I'm both. Dylan Underman.
Eli Escondido.
Lucky for you, I always make the robots pay for dinner.
Oh, I bet that's not true.
Oh, can I get you a seat?
Oh, I don't know. Can you? It's packed.
I have my ways.
Closing.
Hey, friend.
Yeah?
I've got a weapon in here powerful enough to take down Mighty Man. I'm gonna need your seat for the lady.
You know what? I'm getting off next stop. All yours, miss.
Oh, thanks.
See ya.
Impressive bluff. That guy totally bought it, but I'm pretty sure you're not a supervillain.
Well-versed in the supervillain community, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a fan, are you?
What? No.
Ooh, Professor Posthumus, no! Don't take me hostage! Whatever shall I do?
Come on, be honest. You buy the dark side every month just to be in the know on all the supervillain gossip.
I'll tell you what, the heroes are way worse than the villains when it comes to gossip rag material.
Oh, so you're more a champions and chumps girl then?
Mm-hmm.
Like to keep up on who the perfect gentleman is spending his evenings with?
I think that one's whom,
oh.
And that'd be Karate Kate and the sensei. But you didn't hear from me.
You know, sometimes I suspect that the villains might not be all that bad, right? I mean, they usually have a reason for what they do. Some mistreatment or suffering at the hands of people more powerful. The heroes can
be over-entitled man babies. Yes. Oh, I have the burden of a legacy upon me. Wah. Did I mention I'm also super handsome and crazy rich, and no one has ever told me no?
Exactly. With great power, blah, blah, blah. I get the villains, though. I was a fat, bespectacled science nerd as a kid. Bullied constantly. It was miserable. And the guys who bullied me? Good-looking, sporty, trust-fundy, and very little sense of compassion.
You ended up okay, though.
Think so?
Yeah.
Well, thanks again. Worked hard to make it happen. Nice to hear it's paying off.
Well, not all the heroes are so bad, though. Like, you know, Matriarch, for instance. She seems pretty genuine and cool.
Oh, definitely. No, she seems like a real superhero, you know? And the name, Matriarch. At first, I didn't like it. You know, because she's a woman, she's got to be a mom. But it's really fitting when you think about it. Yeah, she's a leader and a woman.
That's funny. I read somewhere she felt the same way. She wanted to be called the Guardian, but someone at one of the papers started calling her Matriarch, and it stuck. And now she kind of loves it. She's also pretty hot, though, right?
Actually, you... Well, I thought that you look a little like her.
Oh, just a little? Huh.
Attention passengers, this train is experiencing a delay and will be waiting at the station due to superheroic activity in the vicinity. We'll be moving again shortly. Thank you for riding CTA.
Ugh, there they go again, ruining my day. Sorry, but I better hop off here and hoof it the rest of the way. Really don't want to be too late.
Can I get...
Hand over your phone. There. Call me. Soon.
Bye, Ellie.
Bye, Dylan.
Attention passengers, superhero activity continues. We anticipate resuming service shortly. Thank you for riding CTA.
No, thank you, Faceless Automaton.
Hello?
Still sitting at the station?
Yep. I did get to use your thank you, Faceless Automaton bit, though. Got some laughs.
You're welcome.
Still hoofing it?
Yeah, still walking.
Was it hard to get through whatever's going on up there?
Turns out the superhero activity is just punk rock chasing some bank robbers. Thought I could take my mind off my deep frustration with the system by talking with you while I walk.
No pressure, huh?
Come on, you can handle pressure. I mean, you're... What does one call a practitioner of macrame? A macromaster?
I see what you did there. Thought maybe the faceless automaton thing was a fluke, but you are pretty funny.
You are funny and pretty. Yes.
Flattery will get you everywhere, young man. Everywhere. How's your deep sense of frustration with the system? Do you find yourself distracted?
I am feeling a little frustrated, actually, but in a different way.
Oh, just a little?
Yeah, there's something in my shoe and it keeps poking my foot.
Oh, sorry. I thought...
Gotcha!
Ugh.
Actually, I am a little hot bother.
Okay. I thought I was so out of practice that I totally misread that. Whoa, there, Chuck. Let's not jump the gun.
Sorry, I have to jog. I'm a little behind schedule.
It's fine. I was kidding. Mostly. If you need to go...
No. I'd like to keep talking to you, if that's okay. Truth is, I'm pretty nervous. This new gig is pretty high stakes.
I'm sure you'll do great. If you're half as good, what's one call a practitioner of robotics? A robomaster?
A roboticist.
A roboticist. If you're half as good a roboticist as you are a comedian, you'll do just fine.
Thanks. And I'm sure that you will stop the bleeding from a GSW that came in unresponsive and slightly tacky.
Oh.
Sorry, all I know about ER is what I've learned from TV.
Attention passengers, the superhero activity has ceased, and this train will resume service momentarily. Thank you for riding CTA.
Looks like punk rock got his bank robbers.
Doors closing.
Gonna get hard to hear you in a sec. Hey, let's meet up tonight and celebrate your amazing first day.
And the gunshot victim you saved.
As long as I don't fall in love with him. In which case, I'll call and cancel.
You know the back room on Clark?
Isn't that like a secret supervillain bar?
Nah, that's an urban legend. It's just got character. And really great bison burgers. How about 7?
You know what? Sounds great.
Alrighty.
See you then.
See you then, comrade.
Breaking news! An unknown supervillain is marching a veritable army of robots down Michigan Avenue. He has yet to issue any demands, but several robots are constructing a small stage near Michigan and Lake. We expect him to address the world there. More on this story as it develops. But first, a fall pizza recipe that might lead to cleaner floors. Stay tuned.
I swear, if this new guy makes me late meeting Dylan, I'm gonna... What, Ellie? What are you gonna do? If everything goes well, you knock him unconscious and hand him over to the cops. Okay, just focus up and get the job done, Matriarch.
That's it, minions! Almost there! Guys, hear a whoosh.
Okay, new guy. What?
My name is Dr. Payback!
I can't understand you with that voice thing going on. Did you say your name is Hector Baby?
He was saying, my name is Dr. Payback. Sorry, wow, this armor is heavy.
Oh, you must be new. Just jogging right up to me into punching range? Rookie mistake.
Or was it a genius move that distracted you long enough for my faceless automatons to move into position to dogpile you?
Ellen?
Holy cats! Ellen?
Of course the only nice, cute guy I meet is a supervillain.
You think I'm cute?
Zip it. I really liked you.
I still like you.
Well, what do we do about that?
Well, maybe we...
That was a pretty genius move. The whole distraction and the sucker punch thing. Hope you don't mind that I stole it.
This was automaton Skipper! Really sorry. Oh man, really. But I can't go to jail.
I'll find you!
No, you won't. Unfortunately. Can I get another beer? And another bison burger?
If I was the waitress, sure.
Where? If you were the waitress, subjunctive mood, that one's easier than whom.
Wow, a roboticist, a comedian, and a grammarian. Triple threat.
Sounds like a joke. A roboticist, a comedian, and a grammarian walk into a bar. I'm guessing the punchline is all of them are going to jail?
Well, your robots didn't actually cause any damage or hurt anyone.
Except you.
If you count stepping my toe, kicking one in the face, I guess.
Hey, my motor design puts out almost as much PSI as your grip. Not the point. I'm sorry.
I know. Because you're here. Right where you knew I'd find you. You didn't run.
I wanted to see you again. Even if it means going to the big house.
Are you a cartoon mobster? No one calls it the big house. You would have made a terrible supervillain, Dylan.
Story of my life.
You were right, you know?
You stopped the bleeding on a GSW that came in unresponsive and slightly tacky, and then fell in love with him?
No. About superheroes. Most of them have never known suffering. They're a bunch of self-important yobos with messiah complexes. Someone who suffered and came out the other side willing to help people? Now that would be a real superhero.
Yeah.
I was raised by a single mom. We never had much. We both worked hard and had a lot of scary stuff happen over and over again. When I found that meteor fragment in the cornfield and it gave me these powers, my very first thought was to start taking the stuff I'd never been given. But my mom set me straight. And that's how I ended up here. Your robots are impressive. Really. They could do a lot to help people. Provide basic social services. Provide sustainable housing. Finally provide a good host for the Oscars.
Are you suggesting I become a macromaster?
Everyone loves a redemption story.
That sounds pretty good, actually. But wait, you don't date macromasters, right?
Maybe I'm falling for the GSW that I just saved. Come on, I'll show you to my secret lair.
I have my stuff. Should we fly there together?
I was thinking we could just take the train, like regular people.
Can I sarcastically thank the faceless automatons?
You'd better.